Today's congressional hearing on NASA comes almost 1 month after the Columbia disaster. Congress is pondering NASA's future, but it's difficult given the unknowns about the Columbia accident. Yesterday, the board investigating the disaster said its work is likely to stretch on for months. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, investigators aren't even sure they can pinpoint the cause.
The board investigating the Columbia disaster has the same mission as the panel that investigated the Challenger explosion 17 years ago, not only to identify the technology that failed, but to look at the various human factors that contributed. Board Chairman Harold Gayman, a retired admiral, described the daunting task earlier this week.
At this time in the Challenger investigation, they already knew what did it. And they were busy going around finding out whether or not NASA people had done all the things they were supposed to do to prevent it. So this is a different scenario. We don't know what happened here.
It's easy to construct a plausible scenario. Debris that fell from the Columbia's external tank during liftoff damaged the shuttle's left wing. But at the moment, the evidence simply isn't there to make that case or to exclude other possibilities. So to understand what really happened, the investigators are reconstructing the last few minutes of the shuttle's flight from six different angles, starting with the unusual heating noted in the shuttle's left side and continuing through every other line of evidence. Gayman says it all has to mesh.
If you come up with a thermodynamic scenario, it also has to match the aerodynamic scenario, which also has to match the timeline that we have constructed as to which sensors went off. That then has to match the imagery, the photographs of the debris shedding, which also has to match the evidence that we pick up from the debris on the ground.
And even if that adds up to one consistent story, Gayman says it doesn't stop there.
It won't be proof, but it will be a convergence of possibilities.
The commission's investigation is much broader than nuts and bolts. Subcommittees have fanned out to study everything from crew training procedures to maintenance procedures, lines of communication, contractor oversight, and on and on.
Whether there's one or more direct causes, there are certainly going to be many, many contributing causes.
In the case of the Challenger in 1986, the technical cause turned out to be simple. An O-ring in a booster rocket failed in the cold weather. The underlying problem turned out to be big and messy. Howard McCurdy from American University says it was a problem with NASA's culture.
At the time of the Challenger accident, a number of people, especially at the executive level of government, had convinced themselves that the shuttle was a fairly easy vehicle to fly. They were, in a way, victims of their own advertising.
Once they learned they were wrong, NASA changed the way that it worked. Instead of assuming the shuttle is safe, engineers start from the assumption that it is quite vulnerable. McCurdy says that philosophy still seems to be in place.
So in that sense, the same cultural shift is not likely to occur. What is likely to occur is a reassessment of our priorities in space. And that's a symbolic and cultural issue as well.
McCurdy says if the root cause is deeply embedded in the present technology or the way the program is organized, that means the risks of human flight will remain uncomfortably high. Congress and the White House may have to rethink the role of the shuttle and possible successors. Those issues bubbled up at today's hearing in the House Science Committee. For example, one congressman asked NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe whether people in charge were fully aware of worries expressed in emails written by engineers largely outside of mission control. O'Keefe says spaceflight is so complex, decisions simply have to be delegated.
The thing I'm really anxious to see, Mr. Congressman, is when the Gayman Board comes to conclusion on this, is there a systemic or management question of where those judgments are made that needs to be altered?
Another question is whether NASA has spent enough on shuttle safety over the years. Shuttle operation has been shifted to a private contractor, and the budget has been shrinking, while funding for the space station has ballooned out of control. Former Congressman Tim Romer says that was partially obscured by the fact that NASA kept changing its bookkeeping methods, including lumping shuttle and space station into the same budget pot.
It is very difficult to account for when you go back and you look year to year as to what they had in shuttle safety, what they had in space station, what they had in human flight. And I'm not saying that there were gimmicks to hide money, but it made it very difficult to account for those monies.
Ever since the Challenger disaster, congressmen have repeatedly asked NASA whether safety was getting short shrift, and they were repeatedly told everything's okay. Romer says, in retrospect, they may not have been asking the right questions. They are trying again now. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.